Good morning. We're continuing with Adam Kal Dalad, and we finished the Simon Hay. But I want to talk about a prat which would come out of what we discussed until now. So we discussed this chiyuv of a woman to cover her hair inside of the house, and it's a machlokes in halacha. How we pass on halacha lemaisa in that regard. Does this machlokes extend to other parts of the body? Is this unique to hair? A hair has a unique reality that Batsim, we see by Psulis that the hair is uncovered. So it's not a chiyuv gomer. The Torah refers to it as a din erva because a woman who is nesua has a chiyuv to cover her hair. Now, therefore, becomes an erva. So it's a unique din. So maybe that lends with itself some kulas that, like we mentioned before, it's not as chomer as the rest of the body. So if we have a kula by hair, does that mean we're going to extend the kula to the rest of the body? But before we discuss that, we need to go back to a point which we touched on many, many shurim ago, back in Klal Aleph, which we learned all the way at the back at the beginning, that the Shulchan Aruch, the Simon, Aruch Haim Simon Beis, brings a halacha based on the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos that Rabbi Yossi said, "Meyomai loyra'u karis beisi imrei chaluki." So the Gemara and Shabbos in Lafkuf Yud Ches, Rabbi Yossi says that he was always careful to get dressed in a way that the inside of his clothing would not be seen. So the understanding of that Gemara is the following. They used to sleep under their covers without clothing. So they were, if they would get up in the morning and get out of bed, they would be uncovered. So they were mocked to get dressed in bed. So at no point where was any part of the body visible. So Rabbi Yossi was mocked on this. So this is a man, not a woman, being mocked on this. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings this down in Siman Beis. Lo yilbash chalukah meyushev, ela yikach chalukah biyachlis b'roishah b'zroishah b'denu shoychev. You don't sit up and then get dressed, which means you're sitting up with your bare-chested, but rather you get dressed while you're still lying down, means in the bed, while you're still covered. V'nipsik ha-shayokum shum mechusam. When he gets up, he's covered. And don't say, listen, I'm in the inner rooms. Nobody sees me. The Russian is everywhere. So I have a chiyuv to act dressed properly because of the covenant of the Shekhinah, which is with me at all times. So the concept of tzniyas applies both to women and to men. And we're saying over here that a person has to be dressed properly. Even b'chadrei chadorim, a person cannot be walking around in a way which is uncovered and inappropriate. So that is the chiyuv that this is the Gemara in Shabbos. Now the Gemara in Shabbos says that Rabbi Yossi was noig like this, we could have argued that this din was unique to someone like Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara goes to a list of different tanoim and amoroim which had different hakpadas that they were makbed on, which seemed to be merely the chassidus that they did. The Shulchan Aruch does not bring it as such. The Shulchan Aruch brings it as a standard din that a person has to do it for all people. The Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Deis in the Perek Hei Halach Vav, where he deals with the way a Talmid Chacham should act. Talmid Chacham, because he is merumim above the whole nation in his knowledge and his understanding, he should also have befitting actions the way he conducts himself as well. So the Rambam understands that this is part of the way that a Talmid Chacham should act, but not the average person. And the Prima Gadim here in Aruch Haim Simon Beis understands the Rambam is seeing it as such. It's not something which is expected of the average person, but rather something for a Talmid Chacham. However, the language of the Shulchan Aruch seems applying this across the board. So now the next question is this chiyuv that the Shulchan Aruch is saying, is this a chiyuv which is halachic, a person is mechuyav to do so, or is it something which we're saying that it is the appropriate action, it's a mitzvah which everybody should do, not only Talmid Chacham, but it's not mikra din, it's appropriate action, it's a mitzvah chassidus to do, it's appropriate to do, But therefore, if there's a case of necessity, a person can be lenient. So we need to clarify this point. Again, we want to clarify some of the halachas regards to women, how the women should dress based on the halachas of Erev, which we've been discussing. But it seems to be that before we get to that, if there's anything unique done by a woman, this is a general rule that people have to be dressed, even in the privacy of their home, they have to be dressed appropriately. What are the halachal amices of that? So we'd like to clarify that, Bez Hashem, in the next shir or two, and then go back to how we apply this simply to women. Meanwhile, have a good day.